This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy. My radio is spitting at me.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
All right!
Ah! I say we started. That's it.
That's it. Oh, wait, was that it?
I'm saying that's it.
All right.
I got to get out of here. We got football to watch.
There you go.
America's team. Game.
Yes. How about this? I got a new couch for my apartment.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't fit in the doorway.
Oh, that's a classic New York move.
What is that? We're tweaking, we're twacking, I'm pulling up, pulling back. All right, you lift, okay, go down, jerk it, tweak it, nothing.
Well, let me ask you this. I've been to this road before. Did you unscrew the legs and or feet?
No feet, no leg. It was a Lieutenant Dan couch.
What do you mean, no legs?
Well, I took them off.
Oh, so you took them off?
Yes.
Oh, all right. So yes, you did.
Yes.
I thought you were telling me you just had a couch that lays on the ground.
No, I'm saying, like, I got rid of them.
You got rid of them, but did you get it in?
No, it's not in. So
oh,
the guy
wow.
took it back. It did was you... a big dick in an Asian doorway.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. It's always embarrassing because this guy's their whole life is to move furniture into an apartment. They can't do it. They've
yep.
failed.
Uh-huh.
They've failed at a job that, you know.
And I used to move furniture, so I sympathize with these Jews. And I got to tell you, it was two, like, sweaty black guys. And
uh-oh.
One of the guys was in my house, like, trying to pull it in. The other guy was outside the apartment, and he smelled so bad.
Why you got to bring up race if he smells? Only bring up race if it's good. Don't you know how it works now?
Well, I'm just trying to keep it square.
No, this is 2017. Bad, you say white. Good.
Oh.
If it's a bad whitey, you say bad white. If it's
right.
a bad black, you just go, hey, he was delightful. He smelled
I
like
see.
Peaches.
So why can white be bad?
I don't write the rules. I'm just picking up on it via my Facebook account.
I'm just curious. All right.
They all do it. This white guy came up to me and said, hey, you son of a bitch.
I know.
Then they get shot in the face by
right.
a black guy. They go, hey, some fella
yeah, that is
shot
odd.
Me in the eye.
I think it's a sign we're doing okay. If you can shit on a group, that means I make fun of Jews in my act. People are like, woo! Yeah, fuck those kikes! All day long, you say, hey, that guy's got a brown shirt. Whoa!
Yep. It's very tricky. Very, very tricky.
It's tricky.
So anyways, the black guy smelled like shit, you
smelled
say.
Horrific. There's a tire fire in there. And then he said, I said, hey, you want a glass of water? He said, oh, I'd kill for a glass of water. So I gave him a glass of water.
He might multiply. Jesus.
You can't get him wet.
I'm joking,
but it was
of
a
course.
Real American moment because they're trying to get the couch in, and I got the inauguration on the TV.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just like, hey, can you believe this shit? And he was like, I know. Tell me about it. And I'm like, all right, back to that couch.
Right.
But, yeah, they couldn't get in, so they bring it back. So now I'm like, I love that couch. I'm a particular cunt, old Norman here. So I was like, I want that couch, but it won't go in.
Mm-hmm.
So that I found a thing called the couch doctor.
Ooh.
This guy can take apart a couch, and you never know it. He puts it right back together.
Really? That's a hell of a profession.
He's like the guy when you're a bad guy and you need a bullet removed. You know, you go to this guy, this doctor.
Oh, yeah. I know what this is called. A troubleshooter.
Is that it?
That's what MacGyver was. A troubleshooter.
I don't know if he was pulling bullets out of gangsters.
But I think it's called a troubleshooter. That's the title of that activity.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever.
Kinda
now,
like,
what color is the couch doctor?
I don't know. I haven't seen the doctor yet. I hope he's Indian.
He's got to be a Jew or an Indian, I would think. Or
you'd
Asian.
You'd hope. Yeah, so.
Or Indian's Asian.
And, yeah, or maybe a whitey.
Could be white. I mean, could be black.
Could
I mean,
be
what
black.
Are we talking about here?
Oh, my
this
God.
Black doctor is Huxtable. I mean,
yeah,
he's a rapist,
yeah.
of course,
Ooh,
and fake. But
yeah. The other guy from ER, Eric LaSalle.
Oh, yeah.
He was sexy.
Is that right?
I've heard that.
I don't know. I remember, I never watched the show, the program. I remember there was ER and Chicago Hope.
That's right.
Same time, same channel.
Yes.
Then there was NYPD Blue and Hill Street Blues.
Oh, and Blue's Clues.
Yes, that was different.
Ah, okay.
And so anyways.
The Blue Man Group.
They're pretty good.
Are they?
I thought so. I mean, some people hate them. Louis hates them. Evidently, you don't like them, but they're tremendous musicians. It's a hell of a program.
I like them better than Stomp. Stomp is a piece of trash, literally.
I think Stomp's okay too. I mean, I never saw a Stomp. I've only seen the commercials, but the commercials, I kind
of
like
them. Ah, no. It's a bunch of fucking Nimrods and headbands and sleeveless shirts pounding garbage cans together. It's trash.
All right. Well,
put some garbage in those cans and go to work.
Well, they're creating.
All right. They're creating.
That's something.
All right. But yeah, so I got the couch doctor coming tomorrow.
Wow. So what does he do? You have to bring the couch back.
Yeah. So I had to set the whole. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of upkeep and setup and dick and anal. And yeah, so they're coming back. They're going to meet. I got to meet them and, you know, have them talk.
You're going to meet me. That was one of my only things that Jimmy Fallon ever did that I thought was funny. He was doing Robert De Niro in Meet the Parents. He's like, you're going to meet me. He was doing an impression, and that was the whole thing. I don't really remember it, but I'm sure it sucks also if I rewatched it.
So the wolf in Pulp Fiction is a troubleshooter.
I think he's a troubleshooter, right? Did you Google that there? I noticed your fingers clicking. Maybe you were just...
He's watching that dog porn.
Eating a muff.
Uh-huh. I thought you liked dick.
They don't talk about muff anymore.
I don't. Muff's out.
They shave the muffs.
It's all gone. Muff's went with the way of the dodo.
I gotta say, I like a muff. By the way, our producer Shelby has no microphone over there, and he's waving us off. He hates us. This is early. It's Sunday.
I didn't want to say it. I came in earlier and threw his microphone out. But yeah, muff is out. I had a muff once recently, and it's very filling.
Oh, I like a muff. I like to run my fingers through there. It feels good because it's different because the body is very, to me, it's a genital signifier.
Ah.
You're kind of rubbing smooth and smooth, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, what's this? It's a little braille. It's a little rough down here. A little
gross.
Spongy.
You could say that about the armpit, though. That's got some hair.
Yeah, but the armpit is a little more, it's always been shaved. I've never had an unshaved armpit.
It ain't pretty.
No, I mean, I've seen it on a dame who, you know, a feminist or whatever, a hippie, and plus there are plenty of feminists that don't have hairy armpits,
of course.
And there's some men that shave their armpits.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know those guys either, really, but...
You'd hope not. Shelby, you seem hairless. All right.
He's a Mexican hairless.
Uh-huh.
No microphone, but a troubleshooter. I nailed it, right?
Yeah.
All right,
he says yes. That picked up. We could hear you.
Yeah. All right.
Loud and queer.
You like a muff. I find... You ever gone down on a muff?
Well, that's where it becomes difficult.
Yes.
Because you're coming up and you got hair. You're like a cat.
Right. You got to get the hairball going. You get the pube in the throat, pube in the teeth.
But that can be fun, too, because what you do is you kind of part it. And then you hold it up. You fold it like a Rita Hayworth poster. You got to fold it back and get in that hole and escape.
Right. You're in there with a little rock hammer.
But I like it. I like a muff. Also, you know, as a marcher and a true feminist, I do anything because I'm not shaving my pubes.
No, you got that right.
Because of course a dick is much easier because it sticks up out of the pubes.
Yours sticks.
It sticks way up. It looks like the Washington Monument.
Wow.
And speaking of Washington Monument, let's take a trip to D.C. together.
Best comedy trip of my life, and
best
I've been
week
everywhere.
Ever.
Oh my God, it was amazing. I posted. Best week of my life with a picture of the monument, and I think Schumer liked it and was kind of like, ouch.
Oh, well, I mean, we had each other,
we
of
had
course,
each other.
And
yes.
As long as we got each other.
We got the world spinning right in our hands.
Anal sex is fun, I bet.
Come in my asshole and drink it up.
You couldn't have rhymed bet?
Drink it wet.
There you go.
All
drink
right.
It wet. You bet.
Drink it wet.
All right. So anyway, let's talk about D.C. because we had a hell of a romp.
Let's go chronological, baby.
Yeah, always. What are we, Tarantino over here? We're going Cron.
Good point. Stop taking pictures of people's feet.
Cron's disease. I love feet. I'm into a foot.
I don't get it. Feet and muff. You got a bad smell in your apartment.
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, I'm into all the body parts. I'm not trying to say I don't love them all equally.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to say I'm a hero, but I love a foot is a sexy foot.
Okay.
And they're the minority, by the way.
That's true.
About 80% of
they're mistreated
are fucking disgusting.
Right.
But you get a nice even one, and it's smooth and sweet, and you can just come right on. It's a nice landing pad.
Have you come on a shoe?
A foot?
Have?
I came on a shoehorn one time.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad took me to, it was father-son work day.
That was my terrible horn.
That was horrific.
That was a shoehorn. They don't sound good.
You know what I do well is the stand-up bass. These mics are a little bit muffy, but it's better than it sounds.
Well, you like a muff.
That's why I got pubes all over this mic.
Yeah, it smells horrible.
But I've come on a foot. I've come on the bottom of a foot, the top of a foot, in between the toes.
Really?
Know? Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to get in there with a Q-tip. Clean that out.
I don't have to do anything. That's her business.
Damn, a little selfish. No. You gave her, you got a webbed toe.
I got to be honest. When I do come on a foot, I grab a towel. I give it a good swipe down.
That's the Joe I know.
But then you have to do an additional cleaning because that shit sticks.
Oh, yeah?
You ever do a... I mean, you don't know about cum?
I haven't put it on a toe yet.
But you put it on your belly and your nips.
No, it's true. I mean, you get... It's like super glue. You get two toes together. That's it. You got to rip them apart like a Playboy.
You ever see... You ever get your pubes, your belly pubes stuck together with the cum?
Yes, yes.
You got to shave. It's a situation.
It's like bubble gum in your hair on a plane. You got to get ice.
Oh, God. I'm dumping... Baby oil and Listerine on there.
Oh, yeah. Joe Listerine. I got gum in my hair when I was a kid. My first time flying an airplane, I'll never forget. I was, 28. And I got gum in my hair, and I was just like, I started screaming. And the stewardess, back when they were nice, came by and put ice in my hair. And it was great. And it was like, that's a great trick. And then they cut my hair.
They still cut your hair? What does the ice do then?
Well, it keeps it all, it hardens it, so it's not going everywhere.
Oh, I see. So it's not all squatchy.
Yeah. So then they cut my hair. I got a haircut on a plane.
That's a great Sam Jackson movie.
Yeah.
Haircuts on a plane.
Haircuts on a plane.
I love that you specified your experience like it happens to everybody. You know how when you get gum on your hair on a plane?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Nobody's getting gum on their hair on a plane other than 9-year-old Normand.
Yeah, I think I was 5, but I still remember it.
Wow.
I wore a suit.
I think I got gum in my hair once, maybe. But it was very brief, and I always had a short haircut.
You did have a nice high and tight.
Yeah, for many, many years.
Which is how I like my women.
Mmm.
On the weed and keyhole.
On the weed. You sound like an old white guy.
Hey, hey, hey. You're allowed to make fun of them.
I don't like that straight white male is like a swear word.
It's a slur.
And I go to this... March for these late. We'll get into that on the next episode. So just chill to the next episode. But just a teaser. There's thousands and thousands of white men.
I know.
I didn't see a lot of non-white men there, to be perfectly honest.
I didn't either.
Where the hell were they?
Ooh, good point.
Is my mic popping in everyone else's cans? I just got to pop. I got my cans up hot.
I'm all right.
But anyways.
That's a great point. I didn't see a lot of brown.
A lot of white guys at that march there, and a lot of good white guys. I'm standing up for the straight white guys. You know what I mean? You can hate Trump and still love white straight guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true. A lot of us hate them. Also, old white guy is worse than straight white guy. The Academy Awards is run by a bunch of old white guys.
Yeah, old white guys.
Well, they're people with feelings and they worked hard and some of them got in because they should be there and deserve it.
Here are some other old white guys. Your dad.
Grandpa.
Anyways, but we're digressing. Let's get back to D.C., our nation's capital.
Wait, let me just say this one last thing.
Yeah, digress more.
Okay. Obviously, nobody likes when a white guy... There's people listening to this rolling their anals right now, just going, oh, these fucking white cunts. But somebody had a good point. They said, hey, women are marching in America. Women have it great in America. And then some girl goes, well, we have it good compared to the Middle East, but we still have some problems here. And they said, okay, good point. I feel like it's the same with Whitey. Whitey can't complain, but we still have some problems too.
Yeah, I mean, life is difficult.
Yeah, we still get cancer.
And our business, I mean, people are making, I mean, I can't even reveal some of the shit you hear of just, they think it's great, but we know, white guys, too many white guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I know of two famous celebrities that pitched a show to a network and they said, we're not interested because it's white men.
Yeah, and these are brilliant
legends.
Genius. Yeah.
Ah! So it's out there and... Hey, what are you going to do? I'll play the hand. I'm doing great. You're doing great. Who wants to hear from us complaining?
All right.
We're doing terrific.
We love everyone, but just we want love back. That's all.
We're getting love back. We got thousands of listeners. I mean, a lot of them are turning on me in the last couple of days, but they can fly a kite.
Woo, you got that right. That rhymed.
Yep.
Finally.
All right. Anyways, every time we go off on this, people go, ah, blah, 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 blah.
Let's go back to our nation's capital, folks, to... Washington, D.C., Joe List, Mark Normand. We got a Wednesday to Saturday run.
Wednesday through Saturday,
yes.
I would say.
And basically, I had a gig at the Hartford Funny Bone. Sorry, folks, if you were bought tickets to that, but it's rescheduled in April.
Manchester, Connecticut.
Yes. Terrible club. Joking. But so Louie's assistant calls me and says, "Hey, Fagalicious, how do you feel about opening for Louie tomorrow through Saturday?" And I go, "Ah, I got the fucking Manchester cunt thing going on." And she was like, "Well, let me know." So I immediately called my agent. I'm like, "Get rid of Manchester. We're going to Louie." We had a long talk. Like, "Oh, you think you can hang? What if the Funny Bones drop you? You have two more dates with the Funny Bone. What if they don't like you anymore and they get pissed?" So I had to. They made the cancel 2 days before, which is pretty unheard of. That's kind of a dick move. But it's Louie. And then I had to call the owner or the booker of all the Funny Bones and apologize personally.
Good guy.
Is he?
I like him.
All right, I left a message.
Nice guy. But how about this? I think we're leaving out an important detail here. And the detail being, it's not just a Louie gig.
Uh-huh.
Constitution Hall. It's the special, baby.
Whoa.
Who knows where this might land?
Yeah, I got a good feeling.
Yep.
But you never know.
You never know who will net them.
Yes. Net worth. But here's the thing. Four nights. Most people, I've done a few tapings. I've opened a few before. And, you know, you'd usually do a night, two shows. This guy's doing one show a night for four nights. Constitution Hall. Eddie Murphy. Chris Rock. Robin Williams. This is legendary. And with all the turmoil and the political climate we're in, this is right in the heart of the beast.
The belly of the beast. Yes.
The heart of darkness.
Big, fat, orange, lying piece of shit, belly of the beast.
Woo-wee.
The Daughters of the American Revolution, Constitution Hall.
Yeah.
Quite a budget for this thing. Oh,
pretty penny.
Four nights, seven cameras, and yep. It was very exciting because I got to go down there the week before to scout the location. And
all right.
See it all with, I think we talked about this, Louis's point. He's like, "We want the stage to come out here, kill those seats, we'll put a camera there, a swoop there, a background there." And they were all scared. They're like, "This takes a month." And he's like, "I don't give a shit. You got to do it." And
wow.
Then he left. We went to Austin. We did the Austin week, of course.
That's right.
So then we come back. We go down. We take the train together. We met up at the train. How fun is that?
Love it. You said, "I'll take the noon train." I said, "It's a little early, but I'm in." And, yeah, we hightailed down to the Amtrak, and we got seats next to each other. That was fun.
And then we got scolded.
Oh, that's right.
Well, it was the Accela tray, which is, we're doing pretty well, folks. We're over here complaining about whiteies. We're kicking ass and taking names.
Yes. Well, we're doing the work, too. We're not just, we don't have a rich, we don't, you know, we don't know Mr. Accela.
Yeah.
You know, we're working.
They understand that.
All right.
When you tell them, it makes you seem like, hey, it makes it sound like we're saying other people aren't working.
Ah,
well, we're working. They know we're working.
Okay, I don't want people to think we're getting everything handed to us.
I'm not working. I got multiple albums out there. Go listen to them.
He's working.
They're
folks.
Hunky dory.
Yes,
hunky dory.
Good album.
Maybe I'll name the next one. It's already
David Bowie.
All right.
Died
when I did Conan.
That's right.
Worked out to get on there.
A year dead. Isn't that crazy? Over a year.
Yep.
How'd that happen?
So was that set?
Oh boy.
All right, so anyways, we get the Accela. We meet down there. How fun to meet up for a train. You get
yes.
your bags. Hey, look at you.
And you've got a sixth sense with these Amtrak. You know, these East Coast kids. You've been riding Amtrak your whole life. You're like, "I bet that's the gate. It's going to be over here."
Well, I love that you said that. Sorry.
16B or whatever the gate was, and you were right by it.
Right on there. And, of course, we go right on. We swoop in. We get our seats. We kick back. It's an Accela, so it's business class, the whole train. This
yeah.
first class. We're in the business class.
Yes.
But they make it sound like business class is the train.
Oh, yeah.
The Accela. So we kick back. We lean back. And we're going, "Hey, boy, we're a couple of fucking fruitcake assholes."
Yeah.
And then we hear, And the guy go, "Hey, fellas, look at that sign above your head. It's the quiet car."
Yes.
And I really hated that guy.
Yeah, he was on to something, though. I mean, we were yucking it up and shucking and jiving and jizzing and jazzing. So he was not wrong.
He wasn't wrong, but he did the thing we talk about a lot. I talk about the people that come in confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad quality.
Yes.
If you're one of these people, if you're listening and you just tweet and go, "Ah, fuck you, you faggot."
Right.
If you just come in strong, you're a jerk. You got to change your life a little bit.
Yeah.
You could easily go, "Hey, fellas, just I saw you guys were chatting. Just so you know, this is the quiet car."
If you're right.
He goes, "Look at the sign above your head. It's the quiet car." Fuck you.
Right.
Fuck you. Fuck your family.
Yes.
And then we thought about, out of spite, because I can get spiteful when someone comes in angry.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I wanted to go, I'll whisper this whole fuck. I won't even talk this whole train ride.
Yes.
But
yes.
Then there was too much happening. We were bursting.
We had to talk. We were so excited. We're opening for Louie together. Ah! So we had to get out of there. And I go, "Let me check the seats up front." And I found two seats. I did the save a seat. And then I was going to go back to get the jackets and the bags. But you popped up with everything.
Popped up with the bags. You know why? Because I went back there. and I gave him a shot him a good look. The
Ooh,
stink eye.
The stink eye.
I gave him the stink with the right eye and the evil with the left eye.
Uh-huh.
I can do two looks with both eyes.
No crook eye?
No crook eye. I only had two eyes.
Good point.
Could have shown my asshole,
yeah,
I guess.
I was going to say, I got the brown eye.
Yes, I could have given him a... That would have been the stink eye.
Uh-huh.
Right. Hey, we're hot today.
Yee-hoo, muff.
So anyways, I grabbed the bags, gave him the look, took the bags, came up to you... And then there was a couple of hot dames up there, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was black. I mean, let's throw the race out there. A nice hot black
sure.
dame right behind us.
That's right.
Got to be fair and square here.
Then there was the hot Jew broad across the aisle. She was really, you know when a girl has her legs crossed and that top leg bounce?
Oh, I remember that girl.
The top leg bounce.
Her name was Rosenthal.
Yes.
I think it was Jody Rosenthal,
she
I believe.
She was a big Jew fag.
Yeah, she came on in Philly. She was a Philly Jew.
Ooh-wee.
And boy, she was something else. She was older and hot.
Yes. Business whore.
All black and boots. She looked the kind of guy, I'm just going to stick her heel in my asshole and
yeah.
make me come in a cup and then dump it in my eye.
Woo, that's a mean lady.
Maybe a yarmulke.
Aha!
And she was a little bit noisy, if you ask me.
Well, you know, those Jews, they like to complain.
And those Philly folks that tend to be a little noisy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And quite confrontational, if you ask me.
What happened? A little Philly break your heart?
Hey, I love Philly. I was just with Todd Glass, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, he's from there, yeah.
He's a Philly guy.
Yeah, so... That was fun. We had a great train ride. We're yucking it up. We're laughing. Then bing, bang, boom, we land in D.C. and go right to the Hey Adams.
But wait, Union Station.
Oh!
Remember the cigar lady
we
was
bought
fun?
A cigar.
The Starbucks. So we struck out at Starbucks.
Oh, that we went to two different Starbucks. Joe List, if you don't know, has an addiction to tea and cookies.
Yeah.
More really the ritual than anything, I think.
I think. I just had a cookie and I have a tea right now.
There you go. You like the whole process. You order it. You show them your phone. They scan the phone.
Yeah.
You love the rich.
Sometimes I do a bit where it scans. I go, ah, it got me. And I do. I shake my hands.
Uh-huh.
I used to do a bit about it. Never worked.
Yeah, well, we jumped over in the Union Station.
Beautiful train station.
Great train station. And we see it. I didn't know that cigar shop was there. Did you just catch that, or would you have been there before?
No, I just caught it.
Yeah, he caught it. And we go in, and we buy a couple of stogies, couple of bats.
Yes.
As the douchebags say, sticks.
Sticks is douchey. Bats is unacceptable.
Yeah.
We got a couple of bats. Like this. Come on.
I know.
Come on.
Right. So we got some stogies, and... Put those in our pockets. You never know when we'll pull those out. And then we got to the Hay Adams, folks.
What a hotel.
Oh, man. Direct eye line to the White House. You got a hell of a view over there. Old school hotel, a lot of old wood. The floors creak. You know, we had the guys open the door for you in trench coats.
Yeah, and top hats.
Top hat. And free cookies at the front desk. I went to town on that.
Didn't care for the cookie. A bit powdery.
It's a little powdery. Yeah, it's a little old.
I think it was fucking Born with Adams. That
uh-huh.
was a shitty line. That could have been good.
Right,
born with Adams.
A little powdery.
Cookie's not born.
Bad movie.
It was powdered like a wig.
Thank you.
That's a little better.
The Whigs were a group, too, right?
What's that mean?
You know, the Whigs. You got the Democrats and the Whigs.
Oh, no kidding.
Got an H in there, right, Shelbo? Look up the Whigs.
No kidding.
Earwig. Kristen Wiig.
Ah, I love her.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Wigging out. Did you ever have that term?
Oh, you're wigging out. What happened to wigging out? That was big in the 90s.
Bring it back.
Bring it back, wigging out, folks. You heard it here first. All right. So we're wigging out in the hotel room. We're yucking it up. And then we got there about 4. We had to meet at the lobby at 7.
Yes.
And you saw a hooker.
Oh, the hooker. Is this popping for everybody? I got a hot can, I think, because it keeps reverberating like fucking Nirvana over here.
His headphones are wigging out.
I got a wiggy headphone. Wiggity, 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 whack. This side up? Is that what he says? What does that mean? This side up is wiggity whack.
I don't even know what wiggity whack is.
No, I don't know what this side up is either.
Is it the Beasties?
That was Criss Cross.
Oh.
Because this side up is wiggity, 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 whack.
Boy, they were not good, if you ask me.
Ah, they had the thing backwards, and I've been told by other by people that know the urban scene that they weren't the first people to wear backwards clothes.
Oh,
someone else did that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think they were 10 years old.
Right. I think crazy people were doing that, and hobos and weirdos.
Is that the group? Hobos and Weirdos.
That's a morning team.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Hobos and Weirdos.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, I saw a hooker. So I went down to the lobby because it's a hell of a lobby. They had a big chandelier that shook and it was fun. And I sat down there because I was looking for the dignitaries, which, by the way, do you have any idea what a dignitary is?
I don't know, but they sound nice.
It's someone with dignity, I guess.
Yeah, it's got to be dignity.
I got dignity. Am I a dignitary?
You got dignity?
I think so.
I got nothing.
No, you got some dig.
All right. Dig it.
All right, so I was looking for the dignitaries, but what did I see? A young, sexy woman with boots up to here. I'm pointing to my knee.
Yes.
Up to the patella.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Big heeled black leather boots, a skirt that you could just hear her muff squishing and squashing. Yeah, short skirt, and then a little tan kind of trench coat, like a spread it open flasher coat.
Oh, yeah, the flasher coat.
And then she had the pink hair.
Wow.
And she walked in on her phone, and they go, "Hi, can we help you?" And she goes, "I'm just meeting someone."
Ooh.
Like that. And this is a there's no way that's not a prostitute, right?
No, it's got to be. I mean, I ordered her hours before that, but...
She doesn't have a room number. She doesn't go in there with a purpose.
Uh-huh.
She's by herself. She's dressed quite scantily clad.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't a guest at the hotel. So seemed prostitute-y to me. And I said, how about that? Because, you know, these D.C. people, they have a lot of people coming in from foreign countries. They want a nice American gal.
Yeah, I guess so. And she was cute.
Very cute, very sexy, but had like cute and like a... Someone that has sex for money.
Like I've been abused a bit.
Possibly.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, go have sex for money. I'm a pro sex for money guy.
Yeah, prostitute.
I liked it.
All right. It was a stretch.
She got stretched. We've had a couple of so-sos, but I like them.
All right.
Anyway, so she disappears. Then it's time to go meet up and head to the Constitution Hall.
Woo-wee. Yes, and what a beautiful place. And Louis likes us to get there a little early.
Yes, he does.
So we got there at 7:10, I guess, and he shows up at like 7:59.
Mm-hmm.
So we're scoping it out. We check out the room, beautiful room, and I hit up craft services like a madman. And I talked to the guy about catering. We should have some catering. We got it eventually, but no catering in the beginning. And then me and you just picked up an orange and started going to town.
Whipping an orange. We put a nice video up there on Instagram.
Oh, slow-mo. That's right.
Some guy criticized your jumping jack, which is very bizarre to me.
These people, they got nothing to do.
Very odd.
Yeah,
and,
get a life.
I'd really prefer just to, that was a great show, and move on.
Yes.
But what are you going to do? Hey, who am I to tell people what to do?
I just posted a picture of me and a dame at the Women's March, and it's just like, who's she? How's her pussy smell? Have you fucked her asshole? Blow me? Eat me out? I'm like, how'd we get here?
Well, I'd like the answer to all those questions myself, but I feel like we're closer than these people writing it.
I'll tell you later. And I answered all them anyway.
Yeah, people get upset. But anyway, so we get there, we toss around an orange, and how much fun is that? The anticipation, it's a special, you're part of history, we're whipping around an orange,
yeah,
waiting for Louis to show up. I mean, so exciting.
Yes.
And such a great room. We'd both got to do it before,
yeah,
right? We did it with Amy, and Pearl Jam's played there, and
Woo-wee.
Every single president since, I think, I don't know, fucking the third one has attended an event there.
Wow.
So all these presidents are sitting in there. They did Jeopardy in there, and it's a historic fucking place.
It's a beauty. It's old school, just American politics in there. You can feel it.
American pie.
Yes.
So the first show, he shows up, and tell me what happened to the first show. I can't even remember Wednesday night. I think we just did the show.
Yeah.
He was a little under the weather.
Yeah. He gets in his head, this guy.
Yeah, I said, I go, you got in your head. You've been talking to this cold for a month. He goes, you're right, I'm sorry.
And he walks in with a bag of medicine, like just cough medicine and cough syrup and shit. He's doing a special. He's nervous. He's got it in his head. It's a big shoot. He's really happy with the hour, so I think he wants to really blow the doors off, you know? And but when he walks in, it's a thing. Like, oh shit, Louis's in the building.
Yeah,
you can feel it. And he's still, you know, I think he's still the best. So I'm just like, I worked with him in Austin the week before, but I'm still like, oh, there he is again.
Yeah,
he's here in his black T-shirt and his gross jeans. He made it.
And he's the boss man. They call him the boss. Boss is coming. Boss man's
yes,
here. It's exciting.
Yes.
You hear the radio? Hey, boss man's 5 minutes away. And you're like, this. Here we go.
We were throwing the orange when he walked in, and I remember he made some comment to the orange, like, "What the fuck are you idiots doing?" or something like that.
Well, we had some excited energy, you know.
Yeah. We were pumped.
It was fun. I think he likes it. He comes down. We're being silly. We're having fun.
Exactly. It makes it a comfortable atmosphere.
Yeah, we're goofs.
Yeah.
So then we go upstairs. It's time for the show.
Yes.
And the cameras are everywhere, and it's very exciting. As everything's lit, and there's the camera room, and and everyone's there.
Yes.
Beth, the manager. Boy, is she terrific.
Yes.
And it's showtime. And how did the first show go? I can't even remember.
First
that
show,
well.
I loved it. Wednesday night, first show of the taping. People are ready, hot. Packed, sold out theater. There's a buzz, there's an energy. And I think we all had great sets. Me, you, and Lynn Coplitz.
Coplitz.
It's me first, then Lynn, then Big Joe at the end, bringing up Lou. And then he gave you some announcement some announcement advice or whatever.
Yeah, he wanted to keep it minimalized up front.
Yeah.
And then a big thing, when I brought him out, I had to go with the phones, the cameras, the whole thing, and Louis will be out in a minute.
Right.
And then I come off, and I got to do the house mic introduction from backstage, and that was very nerve-wracking, I have to say.
Quite an honor, though.
Quite an honor, and I hope it makes it into the final cut there, my voice. But it's nerve-wracking, because he's pointing and going, go!
Yeah.
And you got to just nail it, that ladies and gentlemen Louis C.K.
Right.
Very anxiety-inducing, but very quite a thrill.
Yes, and he goes on stage, and then once he goes on stage, you get to raid his green room for all the food. So I always go in and eat everything he has, because he's not going to eat it.
Right.
And I eat all his food, then he gets off stage, and we give him some joke ideas, tags, lines, say, that was great, that was fun. I never heard that before. You gave him some camera tips. You're like, you got to get a shot of the crowd there.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, I had to bother you. He's like, tell me everything. Yes. Tell them. He's like, go tell them. So I had to go in the camera room and be like, hey, fellas, Louis wants this.
Yeah, and he's such a goddamn pro. He's such a comedy genius, because I'll be like, I've never heard that line before. He's like, yeah, I thought of it last week at the Cellar. I'm like, oh my God, you're doing this huge taping and you're putting lines in from a week ago.
It's amazing. He did like a couple of weeks, I think he did 7 shows in 2 nights right before, during New Year's Eve, that Christmas break.
Oh, yeah.
And he added like a ton of shit and really strengthened it.
Wow.
It just goes to show you got to keep strengthening. It's still developing. He shot it, and now we're in, I mean, fast forward, whatever the hell we just came from, I don't even remember, Portland.
Yeah.
And he's still adding stuff, and he's like, it's still growing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
What's he going to, he's not going to do anything with it.
No, but he's doing the best show possible.
So I
guess
so.
You're still going. It's no longer like, well, I got it on tape, let me just mail it in. He's still developing and cooking.
Wow.
I mean, this guy's an artist.
He's an artist, goddammit.
It's like when you go see a band live, they recorded the album. That's early on in the song's life.
Uh-huh.
So when you go see, like, I see Pearl Jam 150 times over 20 years, the song has developed new ways. There's solos. There's new ba-na-na-na-da-na, whatever the fuck it is.
Uh-huh.
There's new things that the crowd do, and the song has birthed and grown and developed over the years, because the first recording you hear on the album, that was early on. It was just born.
Right.
So that's the same with these jokes. They're still developing. He's going to drop them soon. There's only another month left in the tour, 2 months.
Yeah. Wow,
it's a long fucking tour.
He's really working, this guy. You forget he has kids.
Arduous.
Yes.
But anyway, so that first night, then we had the cigars. So he went to bed because he was tired. He wanted to take the Sudafed or whatever the fuck and get some good rest.
Mm-hmm.
So we had those stogies, and then you had a view out your window at some beautiful park.
Yeah, which like turned a out courtyard.
So we were like, where's that courtyard? We want to go smoke a cigar. The guy's like, there's no courtyard. And I'm like, well, we beg to differ.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, no, that's the American Diplomats building. That was like a different building. And we are not diplomats.
No, we're dips.
We're dignitaries, but not diplomats.
Yes, Nick DiPaolo. So we go outside and light those puppies up, and we just walk around the grounds by the monuments, by the White House, and we saw a bunch of security guys with fucking machine guns, and they're setting up the inauguration booths and bleachers. It was a vibe.
As it turned out, they didn't need a lot of those bleachers.
Ooh.
But I digress. Ooh. How funny are those pictures, by the way? Empty bleachers.
Well, he's saying it's fake.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. It's a real 1984 Animal Farm situation. But anyways, we're digressing.
Digress!
But anyways, yeah, so we walked around and we saw the Secret Service scanning the lot. And this is like 5 days left in Obama's administration, which is pretty amazing. We're there at the very end.
Yeah.
And then no one was really walking around because it was a little bit chilly.
Yeah.
We had our big cigars and I hadn't eaten. I put on a hell of a buzz.
Oh, that's right.
And it was really nice. We took some selfies, posted them on Instagram, walking by the monument, circled the whole White House. And that was a good hour and a half walk. It felt like Forrest and Jenny.
Uh-huh.
Except we didn't fuck later.
And I bled AIDS.
And I'm not retarded.
Peas and carrots, folks.
Yep.
So, yeah, we walked around. We talked comedy. I felt like we really got in there. We talked life and women and money and career and anal. We got in there.
We really got in there, and it was a special time. It was one of those ones which doesn't get to happen that often, where you're walking around and in the moment you're like, this is big.
Yes, this is special.
It was a big full moon.
Yes.
And a couple times I swallowed my cigar smoke, which was a real nightmare, but it gave me extra buzz. I almost threw up.
Yeah, we were rocked.
And it was a long walk. We hit everything. We just kept going over there and over here. We went into every comic, and it was really great. It was like if it was an episode of the podcast, we could have charged, $100, and three people would have bought it.
That's true. And, we got back, and then we were all fucked up. You hadn't eaten, so we got some room service.
Go back, get room service. There was a moment, I have to admit, there was one moment where we sat back down in the room, and like you're like, I'm going to take a piss, and I had to be like, this might be an issue. I might have to throw up and shit blood.
Kill myself. Really?
Just for like a good 60 seconds.
Oh, wow.
We were like, oh, this almost isn't fun.
Huh.
Because it was a lot of exercise, too, because we were also walking.
Yeah.
And I was on no sleep because I had a thing the night before.
Right.
So, but then it ended up being like, all right, I'm fine. And it was also, I'm not used to having a buzz, really. So we ordered some room service. I got myself a pizza and some fries, and you got a big Cobb, I think it was.
No, I got a burger. The Cobb was later.
Oh, yeah, we got room service multiple times.
Yeah, we really lived it up. By the way, did you pay for any of that?
No, that's on their tab,
right.
I think.
Good, because I owed you some money, but if it's not on you, then fuck it.
No, I don't think so.
All right, so you had the grand old Opry idea to, hey, we're in D.C., why don't we go to a b-ball game?
Went over to Georgetown.
Yeah, so we hit up Berkowitz, Louis' agent, and said, hey, Jewface, how about you make nice with a couple ticks?
By the way, I feel like I went too quick.
Huh?
He walked in and went, hey, Burke, how about some tickets to the basketball game? I didn't say hello.
That's all he's good for.
Well, what can you do?
These high ups, that's all. They get tickets, they feel good about it. It's a win-win.
I think so.
So, yeah, we got two sweet puppies over there. Wait, am I skipping a day?
Well, yeah, we're skipping a day because we went to Georgetown, the neighborhood, first.
Oh, yes, that was great.
And you had never been, so we went over there. We walked around campus a little bit.
Yeah, we talked about how, do we want to fuck college chicks? I don't know.
Yeah, some of them are unattractive.
Well, that's how the world works.
But I'm saying the attractive ones are unattractive because they look like youths.
They're little chicks.
I have trouble with like a 19-year-old girl. I don't know what happened. I got old and I look at them, I go, oh, geez.
I'm fine with it.
I see them, I look, they go, they're pretty, but I'm like, in 8 years, 9, 10 years, I'm like, right. I'm going to want to really smash that pussy, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about the woman's march. Sorry about that.
They like pussy smashed.
But they look like children, these kids.
Yeah. But then, see, the thing is, though, there's something hot about that, even. You know, like, all right, they look hotter. And, you know, it's kind of like when you see a chubby chick and you're like, she's chubby, so it's not as fun. But you use the chubby and make it sexy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So you use the youngness and go, all right, well, the young part is hot.
Right.
You know, but I agree they would be hotter as adults.
I get it. Yeah, we get it. We're on the same
sticky page.
Sticky bun pubes.
Thank you.
But anyways, we went down to Georgetown, and what a beautiful neighborhood. By the way, the campus, I told you this. Do you agree with my assessment of the campus?
Yeah, the campus wasn't great.
It's like a couple of big, beautiful buildings, and then it's a lot of like that 1970s architecture bullshit.
Yeah. I like the field, the football field or whatever that was right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I like a big sports field right in the smack dab in the middle of a campus. But you're right. It's a lot of drab, brown, old gray buildings.
You can't say brown.
Oh, boy.
So we went over to the bookstore, and then you wanted to buy a T-shirt. That was a fun conversation with the brown lady there.
Yeah, she was brown.
And then I said, the shirt you wanted to get was effeminate, and I asked her, I go, what do you think? Do you think it's a little effeminate? And she just stared at us and was like, ah, that sucks.
Yeah,
she concurred. Then Louis texted and said, what are you guys up to?
Yes.
Of course, he never met up.
No.
But walked around Georgetown. They went to that health food store, got some juices, and I was really kicking ass with those hot chicks in there.
Oh, man, you were a Casanova in there. You were like, you had some game. You were spitting game, as they say.
I ran out. I got 3 minutes a game. And then I went, we got to get out of here. I pulled you out of there.
Yeah, you pulled me out. I was on the phone, but then we sat on the stoop and we talked about how you have 4 minutes of game and you have 4 minutes of everything.
It was a good stoop hang. I got 4 minutes of charm. I got 4 minutes of comedy.
Dancing.
Sex.
Yeah.
Dance. I can really dance for 4 minutes.
I know. You're a 4 minute guy.
I'm 4 minute Joe.
4 minute mile.
Roger Bannister.
Aha.
He broke it.
That's right. He broke the banister.
I think it was the record.
All right. I think we walked back.
We walked all the way back, and that was something.
I'd never been to Georgetown. It's such a cool area. It's like such a rich school.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood's so pretty and cobblestone and all the – so you, they have those row houses. One's like baby blue. One's yellow. One's red. One's gay.
Some pastels.
Yes, thank you. Pastel.
It's a journey through the pastel.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was pretty good.
I didn't catch it.
A journey through the pastel. Journey through the past.
Oh.
It's old school, but pastel.
I see. Oh, I would have said a blast from the pastel.
Oh, all right.
Just because I think it's a more common phrase. But journey's not bad.
Well, it's a Neil Young song. On a journey through the past.
Mm-hmm.
Canada. Be in Toronto Wednesday and Thursday.
Hey.
Ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go.
Hey.
Some of those chants. There was one chant. I tweeted about it. There was one chant at the march. They kept going, who runs the world? Girls. Who runs the world? Girls. I was like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, technically not really.
Yeah, not really close, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, if you run the world, then what the hell's all the marching about?
Good point.
But that's why we were marching.
Yeah, you don't even run Facebook.
Well, boy.
Oh, boy.
Too much digression. All right, let's get back to the special.
People don't like the truth. Yes, Louis C.K. special. Who knows where it's going to end up?
You never know.
Yeah, you probably have an idea. But yeah, so we go back, and now it's what? Night two. Thursday night, another great fucking crowd, just a hot time. But Louis doesn't seem clear-headed. He's not really in there, I feel like.
Oh, really?
I felt like he was a little like, this isn't what I, as great as I hoped it would be, and I'm not giving as much as I could, and blah, blah, blah. I felt like he wasn't at 100%.
Right. Well, I think if we're into Thursday night, we're missing a big chunk here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because we set up a show Thursday night, for God's sakes.
The big show.
The big hunt, the big show.
The big cunt.
Yes.
I forgot all about it.
So Sean Joyce, he had reached out to us and said, hey, Tim Dillon's here this night, and the big hunt. I think I can speak for both of us. One of our favorite rooms in the country.
Great old rickety bar show, basement room, just a real dive.
Yeah, and I just love it. I go down there with Sarah. Sean Joyce really takes care of us. He's put us up, and we go down there, and I have these romantic days and nights with Sarah.
Yes.
It's a hot room. It reminds me so much of Cabin, the old cabin here in the East Village, which is no longer.
Uh-huh.
And so we're in contact with Sean, and he says, come by. We want to get Louie over there, but it's the special taping, so we're not sure. So then after the first night, Wednesday night, I came up to Louis, and we went through the whole thing. That was really fun. We're pointing out this angle, that thing. That was neat. And you were there, and then you chickened out.
I don't want to... let me just paint the pic here for the Jews at home.
And I even opened my body to get you in there.
I appreciate
the
open.
I did a shoulder twist.
I appreciate it.
To include, I did like a nudge. All of a sudden, I look back. It was like we were escaping from a ship, and I look over, my brother's still on the island going, you guys go, I'll die of AIDS. And I look over, you're talking to Dave, Becky, and Berkowitz.
I didn't know what to do. Basically, for the folks at home, you and Louie are buds. You're like actual legitimate friends.
Thick as thieves.
Yes, and I'm thin. I'm a thin thief.
You're a thief that's thin.
I'm new to I've done one or two gigs. I did Austin, I did Town Hall, but you guys have been to fucking Afghanistan and all this shit.
But Horace and Pete, the email. Don't forget the email. My God, the email.
The email.
Way back.
Oh, wow, the email. Yeah, you're right. Well, I don't know, but you guys have been in a plane, on a car, you fucked him, all this shit. So I didn't know, and you guys are talking, you're in the pocket, and I appreciate you trying to let me in. So yeah, basically Louis and Joe are out on the stage going, that went pretty well. I think the lights look good. I would move this seat. You got a black guy up front. You don't want that. All this shit. So I was like, I can't get in. And I didn't want to impose. I don't want to be the third wheel who's like, where Louis's actually thinking, what's this guy doing here? So I didn't take the leap. And I want to give you guys your space, your friends, and I don't want to just slide in as the douche.
No, you're in there.
All right.
You're in. I mean, we'll talk about the dinner in a minute.
Oh, the dinner.
Dinner in a minute.
Yes.
That sounds like a million-dollar idea.
Dinner in a minute, yeah. It's like a pill.
I saw McDonald's movie, by the way. The Founder, not great. But
we'll
get into that later,
too. I wanted to see that. Ray Kroc.
Yeah, not a good guy.
No. Well, these businessmen rarely are.
Yeah, the old white guys.
There you go.
Some of these people have points about these
Sure, but just say that old white guy. Don't say all old white. You say old white guy. That's it.
I know, but hey, we're very guilty of broad terminology ourselves.
Well, if they don't like it, they shouldn't do it either.
I agree, and I think we're doing it pretty openly, humorously.
Yes.
But maybe they could make the same argument.
Ah, maybe.
Who knows? But anyways, who gives a fuck? anymore. Anyways.
Well, I appreciate the open. I couldn't get in. I didn't want to jimmy myself in there. I didn't want to crowbar.
I hear you. It's nice to not jimmy.
You don't want to jimmy.
So anyways, I go out there, unless you get an ice cream in Boston.
Uh-huh.
We call them jimmies.
That's right.
Anyway, so we got to fucking speed it up here.
All right.
So anyways, we're out there, and Louie and I are chatting. I go, hey, so by the way, I was like, I think I know the answer because you're not feeling well. Mark and I were thinking about setting up a co-headlining show at the Big Hunt tomorrow night.
Yes.
We might have to leave a little early to get over there.
Yes.
And I feel bad because, like you said, we've become friends, so he's still a human being. So I don't want him to be sensitive and go, hey, we're going to duck out early of your big night.
Yes.
And so I kind of wanted to feel him out. And he goes, yeah, as long as you're here Friday, Saturday, I'd like for you guys to tell me what you think. But yeah, just do it. So I was feeling kind of on the fence, even though, you know how when someone says, go do it, you're still like, I don't know about this. So I go over and I was like, I think we're in. He said, do it. And then immediately you're on the phone with Joyce. You set it up.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale at midnight. Sold out at 12:30 a.m.
Sells out immediately.
Which I found out later, he just sells out every show. I thought it was us.
Well, I'll tell you, he made a sign, and putting that sold out diagonally across a sign just looks so good, you know?
Very cool. We sold, I think it was 74 tickets. It's a small place.
Yeah.
Still felt good. But yeah, I think he sells out all the shows, which is a real credit to him. He's doing an amazing thing down there.
He really is, Joyce. You're killing it.
And so then we go, all right, the show is on. So we show up Thursday night for the taping.
Yeah.
We tell Louie, hey, if you want, we're gonna leave a little bit early, but we'll watch as much as we can. I'm feeling guilty for leaving.
You had a good point. We're sitting there throwing an orange in the basement of the DAR, Constitution Hall, and you're going, do you realize we're at Louie's special taping and we're about to leave to do a bar show? And I go, oh, shit, you're right. It all hit me. And he's like, you're like, he's going to get off stage. We're going to be gone. Then we started getting all anxiety about, like, he's like, you start thinking, well, now we're friends, but then you bring on this curly-haired douche, and he's jumping in the way of your friendship. So now, you know, is it tearing your world apart with Louie? Because I'm here. It was a whole thing.
I was just worried about hurting his feelings because we're having more fun than we are with him.
And you were his guy, and now I'm in here, and now you're my guy, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it'd be like if we were going to do a show, and then I was like, let's have fucking Slippery Pete come too.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I show up a little late and you and Slippery Pete are fucking in the ass. I'm like, I wanted to fuck him in the ass.
Great show on Hulu.
Slippery Pete gets fucked in the ass.
Yes.
But anyways, none of that was all in our head because we're insecure maniacs. So then we kept staying as long as we could.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to leave early because we felt guilty. Finally,
the show started at 10. I'm texting Joyce. It's 10:05. Hang on to the show. Hold on. Don't start yet. He's still on.
And at this point, we don't think Louie's coming.
No, he seemed kind of sick and fucked up.
But through my experience, strength and hope, I have noticed that he will go to a show if you're going to a show.
Yeah, he likes comedy.
For the most part, this past week. Well, but we'll get to that next week.
Yeah.
We'll get to this past week next week.
Anyway,
so he comes off and he goes, what are you guys still doing here? I thought you had a show.
He was touched.
He was touched.
What are you here? Wow, I thought you were leaving.
Oh, he's touched by the hand of comedy god. So he goes, well, I thought you were leaving. I go, well, we're leaving right now. We just wanted to say great show. I love you. He goes, you're leaving right now? Give me 2 minutes. I'll change.
Yeah!
And then we go, we're texting Joyce. We're jerking off.
Yes!
We beat off. I take a shit in a mitten.
Yeah,
and then,
mitten shit.
Mitten.
A shitting.
I loved everything that just happened.
And I remember I texted Joyce. I go, he's coming. And Joyce wrote, oh, period, my, period, God.
Very
period.
Exciting.
This is a big deal, folks. It's a bar show.
Big time for Big Hunt. Kevin Hart shot a TV show in
there. That's right.
And Patton Oswalt was just there for Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you go ahead in the other car. I'm like, you get there. You go batten down the hatches.
And it's my head's reeling, baby. We're running over there.
So you get there. What happens over there?
So I run in, and I got 17 open micers going, hey, Mark Normer, what's up? And I'm like, get the fuck away from me, you fucking homos. I got business to take care of. So I kick the door in. I move those fags out the way. I run downstairs. I find Joyce. And he's like, yeah, we're doing it. I'm like, all right, put that guy on. Let Chris go long. Louie's in a car. He's on his way here. And he's like, ah! He's freaking out. He's jizzing. He's shitting. He's pissing. And so I go back up. And I just stand by the door like a fucking, what do you call those guys? Buckingham Palace douche.
Oh, guard.
Thank you. A turning of the guards.
That might be a dignitary.
Oh, they got dignity. They won't smile, though, those idiots. But so I'm just standing there, and I got all these kids like, hey, what's the story? You guys going on? Hey, I love the pod. I'm like, get out of here. I don't have time to schmooze, you fucking fruitcake. So
Tuesday.
Tuesday, you
kook. By the way, somehow we became the Tuesdays.
Yeah,
the
well.
The fans were supposed to be two gays, but now we're two gays.
I'll take it.
We're two gays. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're all two gays.
Uh-huh. Toucan Sam. So finally, you're like, we're pulling up right now. So I'm like, all right. So Louis pops in. I take you guys down the back way. And I remember there was a table, like a big oak table in the back of the room of the comedy show. And these two fucking riffraff were sitting there. And I go, hey, you guys want to get down? It was like that scene in
Naked Gun.
No.
Come on, not Naked Gun.
It is Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Where the two idiots are on the in the queen seats.
My favorite joke in the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah. And they go, "Hey, you gotta get out of here." And they're like, "Oh shit, they're
get
smoking."
They get their feet up and they're smoking yeah. These fucking thrones.
Yeah. So then Louis, we sit Louis down. He's like a big baby. You gotta just be like, "All right, sit here." You know, like you're hungry, you're good. You get some spittle off his shirt. You know,
Joyce got him a beer.
Yeah,
that
Joyce
was fun.
Got him a beer, that was fun.
But it was so exciting because we show up and there's a doorman outside. You're
yes.
outside. Joyce is there. We walked up some stairs. I'd never even been to the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, we went
stairs.
To the back. It's like Goodfellas.
Yeah, it really was like Goodfellas, except not at the Copa.
And there's a lot of hipsters and a shitty, you know, shitty decor. Louis getting dripped on, the ceiling drips, you know.
Yeah, but that image of him in the back table, it's their own version of the table back
mm-hmm.
there. It's a little wooden booth, and it's
yeah.
sticky. And we had him back there. It's a bright green light. And there's an image of Louis by himself, just shot his fucking special.
Yes.
Which is one of the great specials of all time.
It's
I'm
a beauty.
Sure of it.
Beautiful hour.
And now, 10 minutes later, he's sitting in the back of a bar under a green light in a sticky oak, whatever the fuck, table.
Yeah.
By himself. And by the way, some of those comics, I love comedians of all walks of life, but they were trying to take photos of him. He was getting super pissed.
Oh, was he?
Oh, my God. He was furious.
Yeah, people are doing, like, the side photo, trying to be sneaky. Like, what are you doing? He's here. Enjoy him.
It's one of those things, too, where it's like, it's a great photo, and everybody wants that photo, but it's like, you're seeing, it's just have that image in your head of the let. It's amazing, and that's even cooler, and now you're pissing him off, and he's a guy.
Yes.
He's a comedian. This isn't some fucking animal.
Right.
You're just walking up and taking photos of a person.
Right.
You're like, what are you doing? But anyways, I get there excited, whatever.
So Louis just goes, all right, you want to do 10? You do 10. And we go, sure, we'll do 10. And my buddy Chris Allen is on stage, and he's doing well. And he gets off, and I go, hey, Chris, we're all sitting over here. And you can see Chris is like, ah, Louis C.K. So Chris sits down, and he's like pretending to not be freaking out, which was adorable. And he's sitting there, and he goes, hey. I go, hey, Chris, Louis, Chris. He goes, hey. And Louis goes, hey, funny stuff. And you can see he just lights up.
Yeah.
He's like a, you know, not newer comic, but he's, you know, he's meeting Louis is insane.
Yeah.
He's at that level. I mean, it's insane for us, too. So then at some point, I could see Chris just sitting on something. He's like, he's bubbling up, and he goes, hey, man, I just got to say, I think you're a fucking genius. And Louis goes, ah, yeah, thanks. And I go, well, what about me? Because I'm trying to diffuse it.
Yes.
It was so awkward. And Louis's like, yeah, what about him? He sucks. And so that was a fun moment. And then you go on. I go on. Louis goes on. The place goes bananas.
Bananas. And
yeah.
By the way, I think, I might be wrong with this, I think Chris Allen might have done the most time on the show.
I think he did 28 minutes.
Because he had to kill time before
right.
we got there.
Yes.
And then Louis was like, I was like, how much time do you want in front of you? And he goes, oh, not much. 10 and 10.
Yeah.
And I think he did about 15.
Yeah, he was quick.
So the whole show was about an hour, I think.
I was upstairs getting a beer, talking to some Jew broad, and they were like, Louis's done. I went, and I ran downstairs.
But it was so exciting because they're packed in, and then I wanted to grab them and pull them up the other stairs because the place walks down. You got to go to D.C. and go to the Big Hunt. It's an amazing place to be. But the stairs walk right under the stage, so I
yeah.
stood on the stairs
right.
trying to grab them and pull them out. And then when Louis's getting off stage, he just sees everyone grabbing and going, hey, woo!
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm grabbing. He doesn't know it's me.
Right.
He's like,
yeah.
I'm like, Louis, it's me. It's me.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yes.
And then so I had to pull him up the stairs. You're up there waiting for us.
Uh-huh.
The door guy was sweet. He helped us out.
Yeah.
He walked down the stairs. We jump in the car. We head back to the fucking hotel.
Woo!
What a night. Magical night. I mean, he killed, did about 15 minutes. Packed bar show.
Yes.
Killer.
Then we jump outside. We're on the sidewalk going, where's the car? We couldn't find the car for a second. Finally, the car pulls up. We jump in. We go back to Louis' room. Watched a movie.
What a thrill.
We got room service again, and we just talked about comedy, made fun of the movie, watched Suicide Squad. Real piece of shit.
What a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Movie. Couldn't even get through it.
I know. And it made money, that movie.
Oh, a huge amount of money. It was like the fifth highest grossing movie of the year, but it was behind his movie, Pets, which was fun.
Oh, there you go.
That must feel good.
Pets, not great, by the way.
Well.
All right.
Worked out good for him. They're making a sequel.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, it was... He's doing well.
He's doing just fine, folks. You can tell by the way he orders those movies. Just click, click. I was like, that's $23.99. He goes, get out of my way.
Yeah, and then we went up to his room at the Hay Adams, and spectacular. I tried to take photos. It doesn't translate. He's got a balcony that looks into the White House.
Yeah, right there. If you had a bazooka, you could have killed him.
Yeah, we talked to the Secret Service the next day. I'm like, hit us straight. You know who's in the Hay Adams. He's like, no, you couldn't get a good shot. That was a fun conversation.
That was cool. Guy.
That was interesting. But we're the two guys. That's a white privilege situation there. We can walk up to a Secret Service guy and discuss how we could kill the president.
That's true.
And he just chats us up. If we were fucking Muslim or Middle Eastern, they would be smashing our face into cement and hog-tying us.
That's true.
We're literally like, we're staying right there. I think we could shoot into the White House. He's like, well, you could, but I think you wouldn't, and blah, blah, blah. So
right.
There's an example of white privilege.
There you go.
Yeah, well, there's one.
If you got it, use it.
But anyways, that was pleasant. But then, yeah, we sat in that fucking suite. We waited for the room service.
Yeah.
We sat on that balcony. We talked comedy. We talked White House. We're looking into the White House.
Yes.
Obama's last days.
Yes. We're in Louis' bedroom. It was amazing. Right on that balcony.
What a thrill.
So cool. Then we I think it's like 4 a.m, 3 a.m. We just hung out in there. And he goes, all right. Get out of here. That's it. So we're like, oh, thank God.
I was falling asleep.
Yeah.
And then we go out to the basketball game.
Oh, boy.
Now,
I really
got to get into this because it was real fun.
Yeah, this was a great time.
So we go down to the basketball game. We take a cab down there. And I love college. I've talked about it before. College hoop is my favorite sport to go see live because the band is cooking.
Yes.
It's roofed. So the energy is good. Yes. Now, Georgetown kind of stinks right now, and they play in a gigantic arena.
Oh, boy.
So it's not on campus, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's better when you're on campus and it's a pack, but whatever.
Right, right.
So it's Georgetown, UConn, great seats,
yes.
Care of Mike Berkowitz, hell of a guy. Really like that.
Thanks, Burke.
Gives us some great seats right behind the bench, alumni section. We're the youngest people in the section, and the guy behind us, he kept yelling and coaching the team. Then some old lady yelled at him. That was fun. She's
like,
could you quiet down? He's like, I'm enjoying the game, you cunt.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, good time. You went and got a pizza. You got some fries. We're sitting there. I was pretty hungover, but the game was great. And then it was like a neck-and-neck game. We go to halftime, and then these girls come out, like these fucking 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 5-year-old, all kind of ages, little girls.
The firecrackers.
The firecrackers, and they do whole jump rope tricks, and it was unreal. These people should be blown.
Unbelievable. Not yet, in a few years.
Yeah,
they're
no
muff. They're a little young to get blown.
They're muffless.
No muff. If they wanted a muff, they couldn't get up. They could take a pill and not get a muff.
Yeah, these gals were super young, but so gifted. I mean, they were whipping those ropes around. They would sit on their ass and then do a jump rope, jumping over the rope with their ass bouncing.
And then a belly. What about the belly jump?
Belly jump.
My God, the belly jump. And then they jumped the whole team in one rope.
Yes.
Go to YouTube. Check out the firecrackers. Sarah and I watched it that night. We had to go home.
Oh, yeah?
3:30 in the morning. I'm like, you got to see the firecrackers.
Good for you.
I hadn't seen them before, and I was like, this is unbelievable. Where do you see this
shit?
Yes, blew my mind.
We were on our feet going, yeah, you fucking whore. We're yelling at these 13-year-old girls. We're just going, you're amazing. They were more talented than the basketball players.
I think they were like 9, by the way. I think they were like 6 to 11.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one was 13.
Well, she was hot.
But it was the biggest reaction to the whole game.
I mean,
the place was going nuts. It was like Def Comedy Jam in
there. It was bananas. And they would do backflips while jumping rope. It was insane.
Go check out the firecrackers on YouTube. Throw your support their way, whatever they do. They're unbelievable. There was like 60 of them. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then we get a break in the action in the second half. And
oh, boy.
This is the highlight of the whole trip.
Ah, jeez.
Out comes the old T-shirt gun T-shirt guy.
Yeah, but he loves the T-shirt guy.
And we're sitting out there, and it's all alumni. So I go, let's get up. We'll get a shirt for sure.
Yeah.
We're young and fun and silly. So Mark and I are jumping and waving our hands, and I know we're going to get one.
You think so?
I'm 100% sure, because it's just us. Everyone else is old bags sitting there going,
Yeah.
We're the fun ones.
A lot of geezers.
Also, we're in reach of a throw,
because
we're like 7 rows back, but
right.
Then there's the bench, and then there's a little bit of space. So this guy comes over. He looks right in our eyes.
Yeah.
All 6 of our assholes.
Yeah.
Points right at you.
He didn't point.
He pointed. He threw right at it. Football
that.
Pass. Spiral T-shirt right to Mark, and I thought, to be honest, I thought it was coming my way, so I was about to catch it, and then I went, it's a little to my left, it's going to Mark. Still could have got these long arms.
Yeah, it was about a foot over my head.
Grips, arms, foot my ass. It's one of the firecrackers' feet. They got small feet because they're kids.
The hoof.
So Why don't you settle down? So I go to reach out. I stop. I go, this one's all marks. He can take it.
Yeah.
Right to you. Uh-huh. Fingers up. Right through the hands.
Right through. It slipped right through the fucking hands like a buttered pig.
Like a fucking skateboarding nerd who's never caught anything but a cold.
Oh, my God.
Didn't
right
squeeze.
Through.
You got to squeeze.
I didn't squeeze. I thought I had it. I thought my hands were tight enough.
Not tight enough. It lands right in the guy's lap behind it. That's what kind of arc it was. Went through your hands and hit the other guy in the stomach. He's sitting and he goes, oops.
Yeah.
And he goes,
yeah.
I got it.
Right in the breadbasket.
Right in him. And then there was four black girls next to us that just started laughing. I was like, look at this piece of shit. They're going, you tiny dick motherfucker.
My whole childhood came back to haunt me.
And this guy, and by the way, if that guy was a better guy, he could have gone, hey, you know what? You make mistakes. Take the t-shirt.
No, he caught it fair and square.
He's an old fat asshole. He should have given you the shirt like a little kid.
I don't want the shirt. I should have caught it.
And then the best part of the whole thing, we're leaving, and the guy stands up and goes, Bethany, look at, I didn't even try. It just landed right in my lap. I'm like, guy, for the love of humanity, he's right next to you.
I'm right here. I'm a human being with pubes.
It hit him right in the glasses.
Oh, boy, that was the worst moment of my life. It really stung. I was just sitting there watching the rest of the game going, if I could just replay, turn back time. Come on, let me go back to 10 minutes ago.
You folded. I mean, it was embarrassing.
Oh, I
really?
Can't even, I'm so glad we're reliving this.
Very off-putting. Luckily, there was no... You know.
No kiss cam?
No showbiz there. No kiss cam at all, by the way.
Yeah, I was hoping to kiss.
They did an Aladdin cam, which I found offensive.
Ah, the flying carp.
Cultural appropriation.
Interesting.
I won't have it.
Well, they're not real flying carpets, so that helps.
No, I learned a lot in that parade. You can't do that.
All right. So, I missed the
I'll
goddamn
get tweets
shirt.
From people that think I'm serious.
I know. People are stupid. So, I missed the shirt. It really ruined my psyche, ruined my ego, and ruined my self-esteem, which isn't great already.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's even down a tick. I want to go to a bunch of sporting events and catch a shirt and send you a photo.
Please do.
Just to redeem.
Please do. We're not going to get a lot of opportunities like that.
Ah! But damn it.
We're running out of time here. Then the next night, Friday night, that night, no, the night before, I guess.
Yeah.
The night before, Friday night, we have a great show. We go out. I mean, Louis Kill, this is fun. He's like, I got it now. This is the show.
He thinks he's got it in the can. It's it.
We go out to dinner. We go out to Ebbets Old Grill.
Oh, beautiful restaurante.
Beautiful restaurant. We got a nice booth, and just the three of us in the booth. We're ordering all kinds of oysters and clams, and I got a steak. And
oh, yeah.
Great meal. You had a whiskeroo. He had a beer. It was a hell of an evening. There's some fans across the way. The waitress was very sexy.
Yeah, sexy middle, like, what do you call that?
Eastern European.
Block.
Yes.
Yeah.
And mean.
Yeah.
She was like a hot, mean Russian broad.
Yeah. Real coos.
Yeah.
And Louis got a martini.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he got a martini. We got the seafood dip. We got a pate. We got oysters. We got clams. We really went hard.
Oh, yeah. Hard clams.
Yeah. I've had a few of those.
Cost a lot of clams.
So, yeah, yeah. And he tipped big, if I might say so myself.
He tipped 100 on 200.
Woo-wee. 50%.
That's 50% to you and me in the lamppost and that Russian cunt.
But it was just a great day. We're talking about who's fucked him and who I've fucked and who you've analed and all this shit. And it was great. We talked about comedy. We talked about the road and just the biz. And, movies. It was great.
The highlight of that dinner was him going, how are you guys getting home tomorrow? And I go, I got a 6 a.m. train. You go, I got a 9 a.m. train. He goes, what do you think? Maybe we should get the plane? Should we get the plane?
Yes.
And I almost fell out of my seat. I started beating off into the clam dip.
Yes.
And I went, please get the plane. We'll pitch in. I thought that was a funny line. Yeah. I go, we'll pitch in. We'll get the plane. He orders up the plane.
We got a plane just like that, like it was a fucking cannoli.
So now I go from getting home at 9:45 a.m. to getting home at fucking midnight.
Yes.
Which was beautiful. Fast forward Saturday night. He's got a little piece of paper he's carrying around that says, this is it. That's the last night of the special taping.
I got a photo of that paper.
Me too.
Oh.
He fucking murdered.
Murders.
He destroys. And,
I went out there and I go, this crowd is bananas. And it's the last night. Louis thinks he's got it. It's the last night of the whole taping. And then you go on, you murder, and you come out and you go, I'm sitting there talking to Louis, and you come on and you go, that crowd is special.
That's a special crowd.
And he goes, really? And you go, oh, yeah. And so he's all pumped now.
He's pumped.
And he goes out there and slays it.
Well, what about I get to introduce him?
Oh!
And as I'm going to introduce him, right before I say, ladies and gentlemen, Louis, or right after, I guess, I say, ladies and gentlemen, Louis C.K., then I look over. I thought I did it wrong. He gives me the finger. He goes, hey, come here. He gave me a come here.
Oh, I forgot about this.
And I go, what the hell did I do wrong? I'm going to get yelled at.
Yeah.
Big hug.
Huge, real dad, son hug.
I never had a moment like that with my dad. No offense to my dad. Sweet guy, great dad, but not that emotional.
Yeah, it was quite a moment. You could feel the love, and I hugged the door guy just out of jealousy.
He gave me a real...
I saw
one
that
of
pat,
those.
Big pat.
And it really was quite touching. I almost started crying, but there was people around.
Yeah.
And he said, thanks, buddy, and went out there and did the special. I hope it makes the cut.
Cameras were everywhere.
Those cameras were right in our eye holes.
Yeah, right in our stink eye.
So that was quite a thrill and very meaningful to me and I think to him. And
beautiful moment. He needed you there. He loved you there. He was glad to have a rock. You were his rock.
I'm the rock. We might evade Iraq. Evade. I think it's evade. Anyways, then we do the show. He kills. We go back to the airport. We jump on the plane. And holy hell, what a night.
Lynn
stayed behind because she had friends. So it's you, me, and Louie on the airplane.
On a jet. We hightailed to the jet. And somebody, Dave Becky, gave him a 19-year-old scotch.
Yes.
And Louie's like, I know you don't like wine. Let's break the scotch open. I said, hell yeah. So we're just drinking wine out of paper cups, talking comedy in a fucking jet with Louis C.K.
Unbelievable. We're chatting special and just a great, great thrill.
Yeah, really something special. And I wanted that plane ride to last 8 hours. I really did.
It was special and a great trip. Best week of my life, comedy week of my life by far.
Easily.
And made a good chunk of money and just a special time. And it was great to share it with you, buddy.
Yeah, you too. And I'm so glad you were there. And we landed in Jersey. We each had our little car back to the city. And that was a special ride back. It all hit me, that dinner, the cigar, the fucking T-shirt. And it was just a real good time.
Great time.
We're lucky to be alive.
Good times, great oldies, and let's wrap it up here, I guess. It's a long show.
Yeah, sorry, we had to get all that out. But check out this special when it comes out in April. It's one of his best hours he's ever done.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Our names will be in the credits, which is exciting. And next Friday, everybody, I'm doing that Planned Parenthood benefit show. It's on the Upper East Side in New York City. If you're in New York, it's on 99th and 3rd. Shelby, come on out. It's $10. And I think it's probably tax deductible, whatever the fuck. $10, great show. Who knows? There might be a special guest there. You never know.
Woo-wee.
And it's a fun show, and it's a good group. They'll take your genital warts off, these people. And
yes.
At the show. Maybe we'll have that at the show. Have a little station, a genital wart removal station.
I like that.
My website is up and live. I don't know how to say it. Karen, C-A-I-R-N, Digital Media did
it.
They did a fucking hell of a job. Hit those up. Thank you, Michael, if you're listening. And ComedianJoeList.com. Go get my album, Are You Mad at Me? I'm proud of it. And,
yes.
It was really fun. And I'll be in Toronto Wednesday, Thursday with Louis. For you guys that have been tweeting at me, I'll be up there. And, you go. But take care of each other out there. It's a strange time. Be nice and take care. And I love you.
Yeah, you know, it's a strange time. But I think we're all coming together in a weird way. So it's something's happening.
Some people are.
Some people. Oh, boy. All right. Check me out in Winnipeg this weekend. I'm at Rumors Comedy Club. I'll need your help out there. It's a lonely place. Then I'm going to Magoobies in Baltimore. Then we got Tampa. Come out to Tampa. Big room. Side splitters. Helium in Philadelphia. One of my favorites. Come on out to that. That's a hot one. I love that room. And, then I'll be, doing this and that. Dayton Funny Bone. Atlanta. You know it. You love it. Check out the website. Hit us on Facebook. Yell at Chipotle. Tweet at us after you hear a show. And we'll see you all in hell. Listen to Laughable. And
Laughable.
Praise Allah. Godspeed. Get home safe and fuck your mother.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha! Uh-huh.